Explain well. Exclusive to The Drive with Robin Ross.
Explain well this afternoon why we haven't shuffled.
Is that the way we're going to start this?
So where is the president and why are we not shuffling, Christelle?
So I think he's been shuffling behind the scenes in order to get to the shuffle we want. And perhaps to explain this, we need to look at what constitutes the executive authority of the country. So basically, who qualifies to be in cabinet?
Yeah.
Okay. So the cabinet consists of the president as the head, the deputy president, and the ministers. The ministers need to be, most of them, members of the National Assembly, although you have allowance for two to not be members of the National Assembly, to not be MPs.
Is two it?
Two is the limit.
Only two people who are not members of parliament can be cabinet ministers.
Yes, that's the limit. But there isn't a limit on how many ministers that can be. They can be.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But so what we saw this week is that Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana, who had not been an MP up to now, is now an MP. Someone had to resign as an MP for him to be sworn in as an MP.
You imagine you're like 400th on the list. Then they're like, now we need to make space. You're out.
Bye.
Sorry.
Bye.
And it does not necessarily mean that he's no longer going to be Minister of Finance.
I wonder if I know if I'm jumping ahead now. Mm. But I think we've got so much riding on this cabinet shuffle. Ek dink ons gaan teleurgesteld wees. Ek dink die mense wat moet gaan.
Sorry, who?
The hat.
The hat!
I think.
Yeah, the hat's got to go.
Daar is so baie van hulle wat eintlik nie hulle werk reg doen nie. En ons is so opgewonde oor hierdie kabinetskommeling dat dit dalk 'n verandering gaan maak in ons lewens as daaglikse gewone Suid-Afrikaners. Pap. I don't think it's going to make any difference. I think we're excited about nothing.
Ek dink dis 'n geldige sentiment in terme van die een groot aankondiging waarvoor ons wag is die minister van elektrisiteit. Ek gaan hou by minister van beurtkrag.
I'm going with Minister Pikachu.
Why Pikachu?
There's
the lightning Pokemon.
Yeah, the electric Pokemon. That's what we need.
So we're waiting for the Pokemon minister. And I think this is why Enoch Godongwana was sworn in as MP, so that the president can use that clause of someone who is not in parliament.
Because Enoch wasn't an MP.
No.
He was brought in from the outside to become Minister of Finance, so he's one of the two. So now they need to free up a slot, so he needs to become a parliament. No. Got you, that makes sense.
Yeah, in alignment with Ross said, I think this is the great aankondiging what we verwacht, is wie gaan hierdie minister wees? Gaan hulle gekwalifiseerd wees? Of is dit net nog 'n politieke ontplooiing en aanstelling? Wat is die kundigheid wat hulle na die rol bring, wat ons gaan help om die krisis op te los? En aangeneem, het is al 20 dae, sê die nuwe ramptoestand aangekondig is. Die joernaliste het letterlik vandag vir die president se woordvoerder gesê, "What is the president's definition of urgent?"
Ja, good point. Ask this question. We were told this would be done by the end of February. Today is March.
Yes, and then as we heard in your bulletin, his way of deflecting, he was like, well, this and this needs to happen, and there's a certain timeline around it. And also, if we're looking at the trimming of the fat, that is a 2 to 3 year process. I cannot expedite that process, because the process is the process. Ons is al moeg vir die proses.
But we're still in the process. So, as the president's spokesperson said, he told the media, be on standby. I am on standby. I've had a lot of coffee and I am waiting.
From the people who bring you more music you love.
Yeah.
I just keep on dancing.
The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.